Welcome to the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey.
Built by Bar Lumber. Go where the builders go.
When it comes to big or small projects around the home, Tony and Corey have the know-how and the answers to make your life just a bit easier. Here they are, the hosts of Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show, Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome to the Home Improvement Show.
The Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show.
Sorry, that's really loud.
This is not just any home improvement show. This is the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show
built
with Tony and Corey.
Built by Par Lumber.
Built by Par Lumber. And
thanks,
I am Tony.
And I'm Corey.
And we've been told a lot that we sound exactly alike on the radio. So
I would have to disagree with that.
Well, of course you do, because you've been with your voice for, what, 34
years.
34 years?
Almost.
So no one knows your voice like you.
I feel special knowing that I'm like the only one that knows for sure that you're two different people, because I'm here with you guys every Saturday. They are two different people. Let it be known.
Well, it gets confusing sometimes because we sit in the same chair.
not at the same time, in case that was an odd visual for you. We do have two separate chairs, although we seem to share. But Sean, that comment that you made is kind of unfair, actually, because...
I'm sorry.
Because you can tell the difference only because you see hand gestures and movements when each of us are talking, so you know who's talking. It's not really like you can tell our voices.
Honestly,
apart.
I could actually do a name that tune with your voices kind of a game. I would know. So I've been with you guys long enough, I can actually tell.
Name that warrior.
Hey, speaking of warriors, we've got an extra special show today. This is not just going to be your everyday show, because this is Memorial Day weekend. And Corey and I know take Memorial Day weekend very serious. The country takes Memorial Day weekend very serious. Memorial Day very serious. We've both got friends and family members who have served in the military. And Corey actually has suffered a loss from someone that was very close to him that served in the military. So it's something that we take very seriously. And the fact that our show is the Weekend Warrior show, you know, we feel like that kind of ties in there a little bit. And we're very excited to have a show today that will reflect some of the things that we feel when we think about veterans and active service members. And so today's show will be a sort of tribute. A sort of tribute to veterans and active service members.
Yes, sir.
By the way, Tony, if I saw this correctly on the Weekend Warriors Facebook page, was Monday not your birthday? Is that correct? If I saw that correctly?
You did see that correctly.
Had a little tribute for Tony here.
This is your birthday. Well, it's my birthday too, yeah.
How old are you, Tony?
Well, as of the 20th of May, I am a cool 41 years old.
Woo!
Because I was born in 1972, and I'm proud to say that I'm solidly in my 40s.
Don't look a day over 38.
I wouldn't put him a day over 40.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You the man, Tony.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And all right, so anyways.
Moving on.
So today on the show, we're going to be talking about products that are made in the USA. And one particular company that Par Lumber deals with in the Northwest, IWP, International Wood Products, they have a program that they take proceeds from these certain products that are made in the United States by American workers.
Yep.
And they donate money to the Wounded Warrior Project, which we think is phenomenal.
Yeah, they actually, the name of IWP's project is the American Heroes Project. And under the American Heroes Project, there are several needy organizations that they donate to. So when you buy these products, you can choose, actually, one of the ones that they have is the Wounded Warriors Project, which is the one we're talking about today. And and there are several other ones. Other types of American heroes, from people that are curing cancer to teachers that are teaching children in school. There's a lot. There's a lot that they do under their American Heroes Project. But one of which is the Wounded Warrior Project, which is an amazing charity. And so it's really cool because Par Lumber Company buys in mass quantities product from IWP to resell in their stores. And every time we buy one of these products, and there's a lot of products on this list, and we're going to talk about some of these products today. Every time one of those products is purchased, proceeds from that purchase go to these charities. And it's a very admirable thing that they're doing, and it's really giving back, and it's amazing. And we wanted to talk a little bit about that today. So we will be. We're actually going to have an interview with one of the employees of IWP, a very important person, I'd say, in the company. Would you say he's important?
I'd say he's important.
Okay.
He's like number three?
Yeah. He's
a big dog.
He's a big dog. So we're going to talk to a big dog over at IWP. We're going to talk a little bit about this program and how they got involved in it and how it benefits. So that will be a good conversation. We're also going to be talking to our real estate connection, right? Dave Schuster. Yeah, we'll be talking to Dave Schuster with John L. Scott today and get a marketing minute. We'll be talking to Todd Brenton at Brenton's Outdoor Adventures and find out what's going on in the local
fishing world.
Yeah, the channels and rivers and oceans or wherever it is that he's at.
He does. He sticks a lot to the Columbia River and the Willamette River.
Yeah.
So he is local into the Portland area, but he definitely makes his way into Central Oregon a lot, and I don't know, Northern Washington. So we'll have to ask him what some of those rivers are doing.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We like to shout out to some of our stations out there that are broadcasting our show, KGY in Olympia, Cast in Astoria. There's a lot of them. We like to make sure that we spread the love when we're talking about the Pacific Northwest here on the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show.
Yeah, you know what? I have not seen a single Facebook friend like that's liked our show, Facebook like from anybody in Olympia.
KGY in Olympia.
So if you're, how about this?
That's because we haven't shouted loud enough.
Shout it.
To KGY in Olympia.
Hey, let me ask you this. Isn't there a...
There probably is.
What's that outdoor store that we have the...
Cabela's.
Cabela's.
I passed a Cabela's last night.
Yeah,
actually.
There's one up north, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So if you're in Olympia listening to this, and I think you should go onto our Facebook page and like. And I'm going to choose somebody from Olympia, and I'm going to mail you a $50 Cabela's gift card.
Right.
I've got two of them.
You just have to like the page so that we can,
so we
can contact you, right?
Yep.
That's what that's all about.
If you're from Olympia, go to our Facebook page, which is at facebook.com/WW Home Show. It's super easy. Like the page. So maybe say something like, hey, I'm from Olympia.
So we can contact you.
Yep.
And so we can send you a...
I'll get your address, and I will mail you a $50 Cabela's gift card. Boom. Just like that.
Nice.
Free.
Are we at a commercial break already?
What the heck, Sean?
That did not happen.
Slow time down.
When we come back, we're also going to have an amazing interview with a soldier that was active not too long ago. Talk a little bit about how that affected his life. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors. Stay tuned.
Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks for staying tuned. We've got a special guest on the phone, Dave Schuster with
John L. Scott Realty.
John L. Scott Realty.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Guys. How you doing?
Great. How are you guys today?
We're doing
Memorial Day.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We're doing absolutely great. It's beautiful. Beautiful outside.
It is. I'm in band at a baseball tournament. It is gorgeous here. It's cold but nice.
I like that. So yeah. Tell everybody What's going on in the real estate world? Is it still steaming along, or are we looking at another downturn?
No, we're not looking at any downturns anytime in the near future. We're running 3.1 months of available inventory at the moment, which is about half of what would be considered a balanced market of non-buyer, non-seller market. So it's still pretty much a seller's market as long as sellers keep the list prices under control. Things are plugging right along. Houses are moving along quickly, and things are going real well.
Are you still seeing a lot of people bidding above market value?
Interesting choice of words. Above market value, I think that they're bidding above the listed price. I think the market value ends up being determined by what the final intersection of buyer and seller agreement would be. In other words, maybe a house ends up selling for $10,000 or $15,000 over the list price. I think at that point, that becomes the market value of a home.
Right.
So value is where the buyer and seller of anything intersect.
That's kind of a deep thought right there, actually.
Right. Well, I'm glad that you said the market value. Yes, market value is what two parties agree to buy and sell something to each other for.
Interesting. I think that we kind of always think that market value is what everyone else is telling us our home is worth. So what is your terminology for what other people say your house is worth?
Well, interesting. So what other people say, well, that would be called a price opinion. You know what they say about opinions? No.
Right.
which reminds me, online websites that might tell you what your home is worth. I want to caution people on either direction. So there are a few sites out there that claim to tell you how much your home is worth. The phenomenon is this. If you go online and you look at one of those sites and you like the number that it says your home is worth, then you like the website. If you don't like the number the website says, then you don't like the website. But let's all keep this in mind. That website has not been to your home to check your bathrooms and your kitchen, your roof, your furnace, your hot water heater, your backyard, your front yard. That website only extracts your tax assessed value and does some weird times 0.8, whatever, this and that, and comes up with a number. So if you actually really, really, really want to know what a home is actually worth, or get an opinion from a real estate agent, and we have scientific ways of arriving at a price opinion or a market value, best always have a professional agent come to your home and not get too attached to what a website might tell you your home might be worth.
That's great advice. Absolutely
so
great advice.
Websites out there like say Zillow.
Sure.
They offer up what they call a Zestimate, which is basically an algorithm of what home prices are selling for based on your area. So
their biggest driver there is what the tax assessed value is. But Zillow doesn't know if you've got kitchen counters made of cardboard or if you've got kitchen counters with diamond encrusted backsplash.
Right.
They would have no idea.
So to get a proper value on a home and what you think somebody would buy it for, the only way to do that is to talk to a licensed real estate agent.
I think that would be the best way to do that, would be to call a licensed real estate agent and have them come over and give an actual price opinion on a house. You bet. Bring over comps and what the neighbors' houses have been selling for and that sort of thing. You bet. You can't, you know, it's fun to go on a website and take a look, but I would strongly encourage people not to necessarily get married to the idea of whatever that number is on the screen, because if you either like it or you don't.
True.
But remember, that website has not been in your home.
Well, maybe.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about that tax assessed value for a second.
Right.
So how you were saying that they use that and they times it by something or whatever. In your opinion, a tax assessed value comes in where compared to a real market value?
Oh, no, that's a great question. So it used to be that, you know, let's say before 2006, it used to be that a home would usually sell for about 120% of the tax assessed value. You could look at your property tax and say, oh, well, they're taxing me on $300,000. You probably had a $360,000 house. And nobody ever complained about that you were getting taxed for less than what your home was actually worth. Now, when the world flipped and the market started crashing and that sort of stuff, the home's actual, you know, real value of what they would transact for in a real scenario actually a lot of times fell below the tax assessed value. And somebody might buy a home for $260,000 that actually was getting taxed like it was worth $300,000. And that new home buyer had a case to be able to take their sale contract paperwork down to the county and say, hey, y'all are taxing me on $300,000. Look, I just paid $260,000 for this. Can we make an adjustment?
Ah.
Interestingly, because nobody was doing that when they were paying $360,000 for the house and being taxed on $300,000, but that's all right, too.
Yelled out of there, hey, man, I just paid
yes.
$360,000. Yes. You should up my taxes.
Yeah, you should charge me 20% more. Yeah, so it used to be, yeah. So relationship of tax assessed value to what a home transacts for, there's almost they have nothing to do with each other. County assessor, again, doesn't go in your house. Sometimes they knock on your door and ask you if you put a deck or a patio in your backyard, but county assessor never even goes in to your home. So when you see a tax assessed value, that's just what they're taxing you on. Has pretty much it has nothing to do with any kind of market value whatsoever.
Wow.
Well, that's good to know. That's really good information for the uninformed kind of homeowners out there, because I always thought that it was based on what other houses around you are selling for. And, you know, when I get my tax statement every year, I just kind of feel like it just goes up and up and up.
Well, it's capped. It's supposed to be around 3% or so. It can't go up more than, I think, 3% per year, something like that. And they do manage to find their 3% every year.
No matter what.
Right? Yeah, but yeah, when you look at that, it does go up a little bit. And if you really take a really close look at that property tax statement, there's all kinds of interesting things in there. And sometimes it's a levy that's new. Sometimes a levy from last year went away. But yeah, the reality is that it has nothing to do whatsoever with what a house would actually sell for.
So to change the topic just a little bit, Corey and I had a conversation this morning with somebody who was buying a house, right? They made an offer on the house, and they actually, at some point, I don't know if it was a second offer or whatever, made an offer that was $5,000 over the asking price. And so after the offer was made of the $5,000 over the asking price, the home seller decided, you know what? We're not going to sell our house. Now we've decided we're just going to put it up for rent. And so so that's a twofold comment. One, I want you to comment a little bit on we've only got 1 minute, so you'll have to answer quick. How often people are making higher price offers and whether or not that was an ethical move?
Okay. If it's a good house for sale and it's just been recently placed on the market, if you want to make a competitive bid and you actually want to get that house and you love that house, you make the offer over list. $5,000 over list isn't that unusual anymore. I've seen tens and twenties now.
Interesting.
Depends on the price point. Number two, yes, shame on that home seller. You know, ethical or not, I don't know. I'd at least call that bad faith. Hey, you know what? They said I would take this much money for my house. They end up getting $5,000 more than they even wanted, and then yank it off the market. If nothing else, I'd call that bad faith.
Yeah, that's a slap in the face, right?
Right. Here's $5,000 more than you ever hoped and wanted for. Oh, never mind. I call that bad faith right there.
Dave Schuster with John L. Scott Realty. Thank you so much for being on the show with us again today. We love having you on. We will talk to you again soon, sir. Have a great weekend and a great Memorial Day.
Likewise, you gentlemen. You take care. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a little more Memorial Day, a little more veteran. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors.